The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So what happens is you and I, who have this heavy responsibility of preparing our children and ourselves to be the soldiers of the Imam, we need, more than anyone else, these lessons on karama. Now, today, we'd like to cover five questions. What are the miraculous effects of karama on human behavior? How different is someone who has karama when it comes to human behavior? When we look at the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, we'll see that many of those noble traits that we admire, that we look and we say, well, subhanAllah, when we see them embodied in someone, if you look at the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, they'll tell you these traits are the result of karama. The traits that we're going to talk about are going to cover three major areas of human life. What are the three areas that would be affected in a big way through karama if a parent can train his child to literally be someone of Islamic self-worth? Remember those ahadith that we've already talked about before for the first 7 years? The idea of intense love that the Ahlul Bayt have talked about. Intense love. The idea of me as a parent playing games with my children. But Amir al-Mu'mineen says, and when you play games, be a child. Giving freedom, all of those different things that they talked about for the first 7 years. What happens if the person gets karama? What's going to be some of the effects? Three areas we're going to be looking at. One of them will be the outlook, the mindset, the take of the person who has karama on the responsibilities that Allah has placed on his or her shoulders. Those divine takalif, those duties, that will be something that will be transformed by the discussion of karama. Number two will be the interactions between the mu'min or mu'mina and others. Number two. Number three is going to be certain spiritual changes that take place in the heart of the person who has karama. And those spiritual changes, when they take place, the outward effect is going to be spectacular. So those three areas. So it's a game changer. One quick point of order, though. One disclaimer, put it that way. One disclaimer. I just have to be honest. Just because a set of parents, mastered the training of a child, make sure they mastered how to raise a child with karama, if we've mastered it, if we've implemented it properly, does it guarantee that the traits that are mentioned as a result of karama will happen? The answer is no. For instance, as an example, one of the results of karama will be bravery. Legendary bravery. But does it mean that the only thing I need to focus on when it comes to the training of my children is karama? And if I do that, then 100% I'm guaranteed to have my children turn out to be brave? No. Because there are some other factors that go into bravery. For instance, as an example, there are certain other teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, certain other choices that the person has to make. So I don't want to oversell karama, but what we're doing is doing our responsibility and creating the grounds, giving our children that fighting chance at greatness. Okay, our next question is this. What's the relationship between karama and taqwa? What's the relationship between karama and taqwa? But taqwa now, that isn't forced. It's internal. The person's self-motivated. One of the major things that we're going to learn, if karama is properly enacted, is that the person wants to stay away from things that are ugly, things that are disgusting, things that are low. A non-kareem would struggle with these things. A person with karama would find that they're easy to take do. These responsibilities are easy to do. One kind of reminder is this. Sometimes, this is a little bit of a warning. If there is a parent who's very concerned about raising my children right, but unfortunately, my method of tarbiyah involves disproportionate punishment. Disproportionate punishment. If my method of tarbiyah isn't one where I'm my child's best friend, but rather one where I'm just constantly barking out orders. If I'm always, and going overboard with this, monitoring and controlling. I'm not saying that it's not right to do to a certain extent, but if it's too much control on controlling, it doesn't foster that sense of karama. Our children, instead, they'll run towards areas where they can feel safe with their friends. They might even dislike religious circles and religious gatherings. It's a little bit of a warning. Karama, on the other hand, has those spectacular effects. We're going to talk about the effect that it has on taqwa. But misusing, right? Out of fear sometimes, we're operating from fear. I haven't learned to trust God enough to implement it the way of the Ahlul Bayt. Sometimes the results are the opposite. Now, a person who has taqwa will realize, meaning a person who has karama will realize how beautiful taqwa is. We had talked about taqwa, we had a discussion that we had here as the Hadi family, so I won't go into the definition of taqwa right now, just kind of use the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt. So this first one is from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. The Imam defines karama. Innamal karamu. Karama. Islamic dignity. Islamic self-worth. Innamal karamu at-tanazzu anil ma'asi. Is to separate oneself, to distance oneself from sin, ma'asi. Man karumat alayhi nafsu. That person who finds their self to be valuable in God's eyes. Islamic dignity, Islamic self-worth. Man karumat alayhi nafsu lam yuhinha bil ma'asiyah. They won't insult themselves, lower themselves, disgrace themselves with ma'asiyah. What the scholars tell us is, if we want to ever look for a measuring stick, how successful have I been in training myself or my children to have karama, the measuring stick for myself or for my children is, how much does this person want to stay away from sin? For ourselves, right? Because the Imam defined it. Innamal karamu. The only thing that is karama is atanazzu, avoiding anil ma'asi.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.